Hello, good morning. My name is Kristen Kaufman. For those of you who are just joining Alignment Inc., or perhaps this is the first opportunity you've had to listen to one of my podcasts or even find my blog, I actually do a podcast or a blog on a monthly basis and have for about 18 years now. I'm actually turning more toward the podcast format at the request of my followers, so hopefully it'll be easy for you to listen to on the way to work, perhaps while you're running errands, etc. So today I'm actually going to share something very vulnerably and very personally to me. About 5 years ago today, my father passed away. So today, actually, February 20th, marks the 5th year anniversary to my father's very untimely and tragic passing. He fell and passed away 2 weeks after he fell, very unexpectedly. And I will tell you that the last 5 years have undoubtedly been the most challenging of my life. In addition to losing my father, I also lost his identical twin brother, my mother. Our lake house was demolished by a tornado, and it's just been a year of a lot of challenges. And I will tell you that the voids that happen when you lose your parents cannot and will not ever be filled. And so for those of you who have not experienced something like that, I wanted to share a few of my observations and my lessons that I've learned through this experience. And I hopefully it will impact you and perhaps give you food for thought as well. I do believe that all things happen for a divine reason. And I believe that one reason may be to teach us things, or certainly to give us the experience of life and what we're supposed to be observing about ourselves and perhaps actually learning through our experiences. So the first thing I wanted to share is that I believe that we have to be present in the moment. And for those of you who do follow me, know that I've written 3 books around that concept, actually, entitled Is This Seat Taken? And the first book was really focused about being present in the moment and the random encounters that change your life. The phrase has actually become almost a cliche in the world today, but I don't believe it can be underemphasized. You know, we're not guaranteed anything in this world, and literally all we have is this very moment. We never know when we leave someone that presence and that time that we spent with them may be the last time that we see them on this planet. And fortunately, our clear recognition of this throughout our lives can give us countless and valuable treasure times. And I can tell you just from my own personal experience that my time with my father during the last 2 weeks of his life were some of the most special moments that I've ever experienced. And perhaps it was the gravity that, you know, we knew that his time on the planet was going to be short. And it was. And I'm just very grateful that we had that time together. And it was clearly a gift. And I will tell you that the very first thing that I wanted to share with you relative to this experience, looking back on it 5 years later, is that we do have a sacred responsibility to embrace each and every single moment of our own life, but also with each other, as if it were going to be our last. The second thing that I would like to say is that we realize when we go through times like this that true and selfless friends are indeed gifts. And I will tell you that my sister and I, over the course of the last 5 years, and particularly the first year after my father passed, and certainly the year that my mother passed, we were humbled and indeed filled with gratitude for the loyal friendships of so many. We were touched by the outpouring of love and support and just the ongoing interest relative to our lives, and how we were going to navigate without our parents. And whether it was just people coming through with the abundance of food, sending cards, making phone calls, and in many cases, just coming to sit with us and perhaps not even saying a word, just listening to us or just being comfortable with the silence, that flow of love, and that's the best way I can describe it. It was a flow of love. Was appreciated and is appreciated more than words can ever express. And, you know, a very wise friend, and in fact, my mother used to say this as well, oftentimes it's never really a big deal till it happens to you. You know, people don't realize the gravity of losing a parent until it's happened to themselves. And that was indeed revealed in spades when my mother passed, when my father passed. And what I can say is that it will always be ever present in my heart and mind, that the people that were there, that made the call, that sent the card, that gave the donation, that took the time, that left the message, that sent the email, those friends will always be so special. And it actually fills my heart. And it teaches me that we want to treat others the way we would want to be treated. And when we do that, we can always put our head on the pillow and sleep really well. So that is the second big aha that I had the year that my father passed, was that true and selfless friends are indeed gifts in our lives. The third big lesson, and again, this will not be a surprise to probably many of you, is that parents' lessons do not stop ever. You know, I was sharing with a dear friend of our families not too long ago that we were so fortunate that Mom and Dad taught us so many things over our 50 plus years of having them as parents. I was 55 years old when my father passed, and I was so grateful that I had him for that period of time. And the list is completely endless of the lessons that my parents taught us through their lives. It's impossible to try to summarize in a podcast. Yet what I will say, and again, I have many friends right now who are struggling with their own illnesses. Some of them actually are terminal, and they are looking at mortality square in the eye. And many of you who know me personally know that I've faced my own mortality three times, where I wasn't sure if I was going to see another birthday. And I will tell you that the experience of being present with both my mother and my father passing is that they taught us how to die with dignity, with courage, and honestly with a selflessness that is very hard to comprehend. They taught us how to age with grace. They taught us how to age with gentility, and with an unwavering faith in a divine power. And when you have parents like Gretchen and I had, the bar was set so high in literally every single aspect of life. And the charge, if you will, and the lesson, the third lesson that I've taken away from that is that we have to do our best to live up to their example. And that's not a short order. And, you know, now or when we reach our time to leave, meaning when it's our turn to leave the planet or to leave Earth or to transition. And they taught us that. They taught us that. Both my mother and my father taught us that. And again, like I say, it's today, 5 years ago, that my father, left and transitioned. The fourth lesson, and this is a little bit more pragmatic, but I definitely think it has relevance. Get your affairs in order right now. You know, do not wait to get your affairs in order. You know, Mom and Dad blessed Gretchen and I over 30 some odd years ago by engaging us, all of us, actually, in a process to ready ourselves for the inevitable. And I remember when it happened, you know, we were both just, you know, certainly going to obey and adhere to my mother and dad's requests. But at the time, it was so maudlin, you know, it was just incomprehensible that we were going to start planning, you know, for our parents' passing. You know, living wills, the DNR, the long-term care insurance, all the investments, the power of attorney, both medical and otherwise. And they were insistent upon everything in our immediate family being buttoned up. And we did so. You know, the question is it easy to die? And the answer is no, not in most ways. It's not easy to die. There are still so many forms and legalities and funeral home transactions that actually, you can plan only so much, and then it can't be completed until the inevitable actually happens or transpires. Yet what I can say without a shadow of a doubt is that we are both and were and are so grateful to Mom and Dad for the example they set in that particular area of life. There were no surprises. We discussed everything in detail many years ago, and we revisited it almost every single year. And it was just part of our family meeting, so to speak, you know, and Dad was insistent upon it, as was Mother. And the bottom line is, you know, do not wait until you or a person that you love is in the hospital or has been given a terminal diagnosis, because accidents can happen. In the case of my father, it literally happened. He fell. He passed away 2 short weeks later. And luckily and fortunately for us, everything was buttoned up. And we are so and tremendously grateful for that. So that is the fourth lesson is, even though it may seem years away, get your affairs in order right now. And you know, the last piece that I will say, and this is the biggest lesson that I've learned in life, and it certainly came home to roost, if you will, when my mother and my father passed away. Faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love are the glue to life. And that verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, has always been a mainstay and a comfort and really a mantra in my life. And I will tell you, never more so than when my father fell and passed away, and then subsequently when my mother passed away a short year or so later. Loss is hard, yet I can say without any question that gratitude trumps grief every time, always has, and always will. So when we reach that place, which seems insurmountable, impassable, and devastating beyond comprehension, and all of us will experience that at one point or another in our life, faith, hope, and love will conquer it all. Nothing can ever erase or diminish the love that we experience and the love we give. Nothing can ever squash hope, and faith will always provide that peace which passes all understanding. It did for me 5 years ago. It has continued to do so over the past 5 years, and it will continue to do so regardless of the challenges that we face. So those are just a few of the lessons that I personally have learned and have embraced over the past 5 years. There are numerous others, yet I do believe that the universal lessons that over the past 5 years have taught me are relevant, and I believe they're relevant not only to our life, but certainly from our business or for our businesses. So with that, I hope all of you have a wonderful rest of the month of February. Make the most of the time that we have on this planet, and I hope that these five lessons will become perhaps integral to how you move forward in the days to come.